Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
Clap your hands unto the Lord, my friends.
I get myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Speed it up, speed it up. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Lift your hands and sing it again.
I give myself away. Oh, yes I do. I give myself away so you can.
Now sing with me. Here I am. Sing, here I stand. Lord, my life is in your hands.
My life is in your hands.
Lord, I'm longing.
I'm longing to see
your desires revealed in me. Sing it again, sing it again. Here I am, here I stand.
Here I stand.
Lord, my life is in your hands.
My life is in your hands.
Lord, I'm longing.
I'm longing,
To see your
desires
revealed. Lift your hands and sing it. I give myself away.
Give myself away.
Hallelujah. I give myself away.
I give myself away.
So you can use.
So you
can use me.
I give myself away.
Help me, Holy Spirit, just to do
it. Give myself away. So you can use me.
I give myself to you. Would you sing with me, my life?
It's not my own.
To you I belong. I give myself away. Hallelujah.
I give myself.
Hallelujah. My life is not my own.
Life is not my own.
So I give myself away.
Give myself.
Yes, I do.
I do.
I give myself away. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I give myself away.
I give myself away.
So you can use
so
me.
You can
wave
me.
To the Lord.
I give myself away.
Surrender all to you.
I surrender all to you.
Help me, Holy Spirit, help me.
Everything I give to you.
Withhold it.
withholding nothing.
Tell him,
withholding nothing.
Sing, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you,
everything
that's the place we all need to come to. We should be able to tell him, withholding nothing. I won't withhold my love from you.
Withholding nothing.
I won't withhold my money from you.
Withholding nothing.
I won't withhold my family from you.
Withholding
I won't withhold my giftings from you.
Withholding
I won't withhold
nothing.
My strength, my talents,
withholding
my energy.
Nothing.
Withholding nothing.
Withholding nothing.
No.
Withholding nothing.
Let's end it now.
Withholding nothing.
I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. So I give myself away. Oh, yes. I give myself so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself.
I give myself.
We give you thanks, Lord. This is our heart's desire, to give ourselves to you without holding back, withholding nothing. This morning, as we get into your word, help us, oh God, to achieve this, where we let ourselves go totally and completely to you and in our service to you. Thank you, Father, for everyone here. Thank you, Father, for everyone listening today. Thank you, Father, for everyone watching me. I am limited in what I can see, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of you with whom we have to do. You can see them all. I pray, Father, touch everyone right now in the name of Jesus. Touch everyone, wherever they are, touch them in the name of Jesus. I give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. And let everybody say, amen. Would you give Jesus a big hand clap? Anything that you are giving to Jesus that does not involve strength and energy, it's not good. God bless you. You may be seated. Turn your Bibles with me, please, to Joshua chapter 24.
Joshua, it's Revelation 9.
And we're reading verse 15. This is Joshua at the closing stages of his life and assignment. Now he knew he was about to exit the scene. And he wanted to leave some closing remarks with the people of Israel. And this is one of the things he said to them. But if you refuse to serve the Lord, then choose today whom you will serve. Would you prefer the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates? Or will it be the gods of the Amorites in whose land you now live? Then he says this in closing. But as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. But as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. Is there anybody who wants to say same here on behalf of your family? And lift up your right hand and say, but as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. Say it again, please. And then add this, so help us God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look with me at Deuteronomy chapter 30. And reading from verse 19 to 20. Interestingly enough, this is Moses who also knew he was about to exit. And so he also had something to say to the people of Israel. He says, today I have given you the choice between life and death. Between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life. So that you and your descendants might live. You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God. Obeying him. And committing yourself firmly to him. This is the key to your life. And if you love and obey the Lord, you will live long in the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. One more scripture. 1 Kings chapter 18. And Father, thank you for cooling the weather down for your people. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
1 Kings 18:21. Now, background to this verse. It was a very difficult time in the history of the people of
Israel.
Because of the leadership of the nation, the whole nation had been drawn into deep-seated idolatry. And it's good to see you guys. Deep-seated idolatry. King Ahab, who was the king, had married a witch. Do I have any young men who are yet to get married here? Can you give me a wave? Say, by the grace of God. Can the young men say with me, by the grace of God, I shall not marry a witch. So help me God. Oh. He didn't say it. Now, this woman, Jezebel, was a deep idol worshiper. She had more than 400 prophets in her ministry. And she had influenced the king so much so that everywhere you pass, you see idols. Elijah was anointed by God to confront this horrible situation. And one day, he summoned all the people of Israel and the prophets of Baal, whom they were now worshiping to a competition, a challenge.
And that crowd Israel for nyina na ofre eye bala bosom adifo no nyina so mmra. Na yemfa kan si bi nsizo.
So what will you call that? There's cookathon. This issue once and for all, whom they were going to serve. So, verse 21 of 1 Kings 18. Then Elijah stood in front of them and said, how much longer will you waver, hobbling between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, then follow him. But the people were completely silent. In essence, what Elijah was saying to them is that if you want to serve God, serve him. And if it is Baal you want to serve, serve him. You can't hit here and hit here. So choose you today whom you will serve. And that is the title of the message I started last week. I'm bringing it to a conclusion today. Choose today whom you will serve. To choose means to decide or to prefer. And to choose means to select from a number of possibilities. And last week I shared some key points or truths with you. So quickly run through them. Number one, when God created man, he gave him certain powers and abilities. Pick your notes and check whether that is correct. Is that what you have? Alright. Number two, what's the second key point? One of the unique abilities God gave to man is the ability to make choices. Do you have that? And this ability is linked to your will, to your intellect, to your reasoning, to your analytical capabilities. All of these things are connected to being able to make choices. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I want to say to you, don't let anybody ever take that power away from you. The power to make choices. Because God gave it to you. And do not allow anybody to take that power away from you. Because God will hold you responsible if you do. You are not an animal supposed to operate only by instinct. You are an intelligent being with the ability to make choices and to decide. And I'm saying again to you, don't let anybody take that power away from you. If you realize as you go through this life that somebody or some people are trying to rob you of that ability, resist it with every fiber of your being. Because it is not a good thing. Did you hear what I said to you? Alright, number three. What's the third key point you have? This life is about choices. This life is about choices. Number four. Some of the choices we have to make are major, critical choices. Others are minor.
And we said, what are some
of the examples of major choices? Like what?
Suku a obeko.
Who to marry? Which school you go to? And all of that. Is that not so?
Sir.
All right. Number five.
Tosun.
Only a few people are saying it, so I don't understand what it means. The rest of you, you were not here, or you were here, but you didn't write anything. Number five. We are all, to a very large extent, the product of our choices. Or the choices made for us. So we are all, to a very large extent, the product of our choices or the choices made for us. Is that not so?
Sir.
And our choices, and even those made for us, are powerful enough to shape and direct the very courses of our lives. Amen.
Amen.
If somebody is advising you, or recommending you to do something, and you take that advice, and you take that recommendation, remember that it is your choice. And never stand anywhere and say, somebody forced me to take this decision. So if somebody, you have two jobs offerings, and somebody recommends that you take this one and leave out the other one, you had a choice and you decided to take the person's advice. Never stand anywhere and say that somebody orchestrated it and somebody forced me. So if there are two women that you're considering proposing to, and then somebody recommends one, it was a recommendation. It was not by force imposition. If you choose that one, and then as you move along, God forbid, you have issues, never stand anywhere and say that the marriage was arranged. That the marriage was what? That the marriage was arranged. Never stand anywhere to talk like that. Because it is disingenuous and it is dishonest. Why do you talk like that? That's what I'm saying to you, that God has given you the power to make choices. So use that power well. And choose what you want to choose. And decide on what you want to decide. Even being a member of this church, it is your choice. It is your choice. And if you ever get to a point and you feel that God is leading you somewhere else, me, I'm telling you, go. Yeah. The only thing is that when you are going, come and cry me. That's all I ask for. I'm very serious about what I'm saying. If you get to a point and you feel that this is not where you want to be, and you feel unfulfilled, and you feel that something is missing, you have every right. You have every right to change churches. You do. The only thing is that be sure that it is God who is leading you. That's all. Look, sometimes you can be in a church and you begin to feel that it looks like I have reached saturation points here. What I mean is that it looks like I'm not learning anything new, or I'm not progressing, or I'm not advancing, or something is not working in a certain way, it may be a sign to you that it's time to move on.
Ebia wasafo bi mu na obedru pepe so se mintumpon minyini min nya ibia ebia na echre wo se obetimi afri wako.
Of course, it's not a decision that you should take lightly
nemom
and arbitrarily.
Enya na motu bi oso sorry ya na wutu ne keke oso odwene ho ansa.
And also remember that we are not supposed to be led by feelings. We are supposed to be led by the Spirit of God. So do not misunderstand what I am saying. Neither should you think that, you know, because I, as your pastor, am the one saying it, it means that I am happy when people go. I'm never happy when I lose a church member. And I don't want to lose any church member. But I have arrived at a point where I realize that sometimes God wants people to move on. And when you move on, you are still my friend. There will be no quarrel whatsoever. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah. And all these things that I'm saying are related to choice. So you have a choice and you are exercising your choice to be here or not to be here. I don't know whether I've said something to somebody today that will be a source of blessing. All right. What's the next point you have? Say it again. Some of you didn't do reading in class. One of the most important or critical choices we have to make in life is to decide on who to serve. Decide on who to serve. Maybe I should say that it is the most important decision of your life. Is to decide on who to serve. Now, when Joshua said to the people, "Choose today whom you will serve," that statement, "whom you will serve," it's a loaded one. And it means so many things. It means whom you will worship. The one you worship is the one you honor, the one you revere, the one you pay homage to, the one you elevate highly in your life. Whom you will serve means whom you will stand for. Whom you will serve means whom you will work or labor for. Whom you will serve means whom you will be bonded to, connected to. Whom you will serve means whom you will commit your life to. Whom you will serve means whom you will pledge your allegiance to. That's what it means, whom you will serve. So it is the most important critical decision of your life. Who am I going to serve? Number 7. The one you serve is the one you give your love, your commitment, your devotion, your strength, your time, your energy, your resources to. The one you serve, or what you serve, is the one, or is what you give your love, your commitment, your devotion, your strength, your time, your energy, and your resources too. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, let's end. There are just 3 more points, then we end. Number 8, which is the 8th key point I want you to have. Whom to serve is a choice each one of us will have to make from 2 clear possibilities. Whom to serve is a choice each one of you will have to make from two clear possibilities. The first possibility is God. You can choose to serve God. And then the second possibility is the devil. The second possibility is that you can choose to serve the devil. And by the way, your indecision on this point is actually a decision in itself. And your failure to choose God is actually a choice for the devil. So there's nothing like a non-committal zone. It's either you're choosing God or you're choosing the devil. There's no middle neutral zone. There's nothing like that. So whom to serve is a choice between two clear possibilities. You're choosing between God and you're choosing whether you're going to serve the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the devil
Bronsam
is actually represented by three main forces. The devil
Bronsam
is represented by three main forces. Number one, he is represented by the gods or the idols of the nations. Number two, he is represented by the world system. By the world system, the system of the world. And number three, he is represented by mammon or money. So the devil has three ambassadors or representatives. Idols
abosom
of the gods of this world. Number two, the world system. It is one of the things the devil uses to control and manipulate people in this life. And then the third one is mammon or money. It is a tool that the enemy can use to manipulate people and to acquire their allegiance and commitment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go back to Joshua 24, verse 15. It says, but if you refuse to serve the Lord, that is one choice. Then choose today whom you will serve. Then now he mentions the other possibility. Would you prefer the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates? Or will it be the gods of the Amorites in whose land you now live? So Joshua talks about the Lord. And then he talks about the gods. The gods that their ancestors served. The gods of the nations that they traveled through. So on one side there is God. Then on the other side there are the idols. And I want you to understand that the power behind all gods and idols, where the gods is spelled with small g, the power behind all other gods and idols is the devil. Any other power that exists that is not the power of God is connected to the devil. And when we talk about idols and the gods of the nations, they represent the devil. If you take a country like India, for example, they have about 33 groups of idols or gods. And when you put all the individual gods of India together, you are going to get 33 million. 33 million individual gods.
Yeah, 33 million.
So now they have gods like Brahma. So the chief of their gods, they have Brahma. They have another one called Vishnu. They have another one called Shiva.
Shiva.
Yeah, these are all gods. If you go to China, according to Chinese mythology, they have more than 200 gods. And the most powerful one is called Shangdi.
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 That's the most powerful of the Chinese gods. Now, all these gods of the nations, they are under the control of the devil. And without apology, I say it very clearly. And in Ghana, we also have some. Don't we? Should we go into names? Should we or should we not? We should not. But you know, we already know. All right. You are the ones who say I shouldn't get into it. Otherwise, we're going to mention them. Then you realize that we also have a lot. And those of you who think that it is only a particular region in Ghana where they are, don't do that. Everybody has their own. Everybody has their own. And they are there. They are real. And people believe in them. There are some places when you go, many of the homes, many of the houses in front are idols.
Yeah.
And some of the most powerful ones, you don't even know about them. Because some of our people, they do it clearly for everybody to see that this is it. Then there are others also, they hide it, but their own can be more powerful. So all these gods and idols are under the power and under the influence of the devil. So these idols and the gods of the nations and the gods of the people are representing Satan. So if you are somebody who believes in them, then you have made a choice for Satan. Look at
1
John chapter 2, verse 15 to 16. 1 John 2:15-16. It says, do not love this world nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure. A craving for everything we see. And pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but are from the world. So there's a system in this world that demands the allegiance and the devotion of the people of this earth. There is a world system that controls the people of this world. And it is summarized by three things. The lust of the flesh. The lust of the eyes. The pride of life. All these things, the Bible says, are not of God. Are of the world. And they are under the control of the devil. So the world system has a certain control and has a certain hold on us. And the devil is the one who is behind it. Then the last one, Matthew 6:24. From the King James Version. It says, no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other. Or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Do you see that word mammon there? Yeah, in other modern versions of the Bible, in place of mammon, you will find money. There is something about money. If that thing infects you, it will turn you into something else. That is the reason why people would do virtually anything to get money. And when you get to that point, money has become a god to you. May I also say that money is not the root of all evil, but it is the love of money or the lust for it that is the root of all evil. Money is a tool that we are supposed to use. It is our medium of exchange virtually everywhere in the world. That's what money is. But there is a point you can get to where money can have a certain hold on you. When that happens, it is Satan himself using a certain spirit called mammon to control and direct and drive you in everything that you do. Such that you can take your 4-year-old son and go and cut off his head in order to get money. Or you can kidnap somebody and insist that a lot of money should be paid for the person to be released. So when you get to that point, what is controlling you is the devil using that instrument called money. So I'm just explaining to you that every one of us have to make a choice, and there are two main possibilities: choosing between God and choosing between the devil. There's no neutral zone, there's no middle non-committal area, there's nothing like that. It's either you're choosing God or you're choosing the devil. And I've explained to you, you see, you may think that, oh, the way I am, there's no way I'll choose the devil. But anytime there is somebody in your life that you have highly elevated, such that that person controls everything about you, that person has become an idol to you. If your father occupies that place in your life, he's an idol to you. Because at a point, it's like you'll be ready to disobey God just to make your father happy. Or it may be your mother. Now, we are supposed to honor our parents, and we are supposed to obey them. But they are not supposed to be gods to us. And the way to judge it is, what is it that they are asking me to do? Is it in line with the word of God? Is it in line with the instructions God has given me? Is it in line with the word of God? If it is not, then you must realize that you are not under compulsion to follow that
thing.
So anybody in your life that has a stronghold and a strong control on you, and it's like you must always listen to that person, or anything in your life that has a stronghold on you, it can even be your marriage. Yeah. It can be your business. It can be your job. It can be politics. It can be your political party. It's like when it comes to political parties, there are some people who get to a point they can no longer think straight. And I'm submitting to you that it means that the thing has reached the level of idolatry. So what am I saying to you? That everyone has to make that choice. And I was saying to you that you may say that, oh, I've not chosen the devil. How can somebody like me choose to serve the devil? But if there are people and there are things that have more sway on you than God, that thing has taken the place of God in your
life.
Or the systems of the world. The lust of this world. Physical pleasures. The lust of the eyes. Where everything you see, you want to have. Or the pride of life. Where you are very happy and you revel in your achievements and your accomplishments and your exploits. And that's what gives you a certain sense of purpose in this life. That thing has become an idol. Yeah. And it means that it is the devil that you are actually serving. Is it clear, please? Let's end. Number 9. Whom you choose to serve is actually a choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Whom you choose to serve is actually a choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you have that? Whom you choose to serve is actually a choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Go back to what Moses said in Deuteronomy
30:19-20.
It says, today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live. Now take note of the next statement I'm about to read. You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, obeying Him, and committing yourself firmly to Him. Notice that he says just before this, preceding this, that, oh, that you may choose life. And he's explaining how you choose life. It is by choosing God. So when you choose God, you choose life. When you choose God, you choose blessings. When you reject God, you choose death. When you reject God, you choose curses. It's as simple as that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So whom you choose to serve is actually a choice between life and death. Between curses and blessings. Can somebody say an amen?
Amen.
Choose today whom you will serve is what I'm sharing with you. And the last point. Today. Right now is when we have to clearly answer this question, whom will we serve? Today is right now. God is calling on all of us to decide whom we are going to serve. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Not next year. Not in 5 years' time. Now. Right now. Today. Is when God is calling on all of us. Those of you watching me now. Those of you physically present. Those of you listening to me. Those of you watching me online. There is a call on all of us to clearly answer this question. Whom will we serve? Joshua said to the people, then choose today whom you will serve. Then Elijah also said to the people, how much longer will you waver, hobbling between two opinions? In other words, you are wasting time. In other words, you are procrastinating. In other words, the indecision is too much. He said, if the Lord is God, follow Him. But if Baal is God, then follow Him. In other words, choose today whom you will serve. And that is the question that all of us have to answer
today.
So every one of us, let's answer that question to ourselves. Whom will you serve? The one you choose to serve is the one who has your love. The one who has your devotion. The one who has your commitment. The one who has your resources. The one who has your talents. The one who has your energy. The one who has your strength. The one who occupies your thoughts. The one who takes your time. He is the one whom you've chosen to serve. Or that thing. That thing that has your love, that has your energy, that has your strength, that has your time, that has your giftings, that has your resources, that is the thing that you are serving. And if it is not God, it is the devil. So that is what the Spirit of God is saying to all of us. Decide and answer the question today. Whom are you going to serve? Whom are you going to serve? If the answer is God, then it should be clear. Because if it is God, it will show in how you serve Him. It will show. It will show in the energy, the strength, the commitment, the devotion that you pump into serving Him. So now ask yourself, how much strength, how much energy, how much focus, how much concentration do I put into serving God? If you serve God, it will be clear. It will be clear in your church life. It will be clear in your prayer life. It will be clear in your Bible study life. It will be clear in the level of your investment in God and in the things of God. It will be clear. It will be clear in how much you give yourself, your gifts, your abilities in the service of God. It will be clear. So ask yourself, what gift has God given to you? What talent has God placed in you? Are you using it to the best of your ability? And who is benefiting the most from that gift, that talent, and that ability? That is a revelation on its own. How much of our time, how much of our time do we give to God? So when we sing, my lifetime, I will give God my lifetime, and all of that, yeah, we sing it, but there's a problem. Because the truth is that we don't give Him much of our time. We don't. How much of your time is given to Him? Well, sometimes when we come to church and then maybe the service stretches just a little bit more, you start seeing that people are agitated. And there is an unspoken message on their faces. But look at how much time you spend on your phone. Look at how much time you spend on the social media. When you get onto
Facebook,
you can spend 3 hours non-stop.
Yeah. 3 hours, the whole day.
On Instagram.
Instagram.
TikToking.
TikTok.
Yeah.
I'm saying something to all of us. It shows. It shows what really has us, what really is controlling us. And all of us will have to take a critical look at ourselves. All of us, myself inclusive, that whom are we really serving? Is it God? If it is not God, then it is the devil. You may find that thought very repulsive. But it's the truth. Because it's either God or the devil. So that question, we need to answer. May we move into a season of our lives,
amen,
where it is clear whom we are serving.
Amen.
Where there will be no question of who has our allegiance.
Jesus.
Where our commitment, our devotion, our energy channeled into the things of God are without question.
Amen.
And that's the point we all need to get
Amen.
To. I pray that the Holy Spirit will help us all
Jesus.
And bring us to that point.
Jesus.
And let me tell you, God is the one speaking to all of us. He's the one speaking to us today. And he's speaking very clearly to us.
Jesus.
That the line should be drawn very clearly. Whom we've chosen to serve. And today is the day to draw those lines. May God have mercy on our souls.
Amen.
And help us to do the right thing. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Shall we pray? Sit.
Sorry.
Pray for yourself right now. Just open your mouth and say something to God.
Libadaba Sakadia Badia Baba Zaba Dala Badaba Yamana Yababazia Dudaba Sakadia Bazakadaba Libadia Bazubala Daba Java Badaba Lemania Babazanda Badala Kapadia Baba Sakundia Basandia Baladaba Yaba Yandaba Badala Baba Sapada Daba Daba Baya Daba Yakunda La Baba Dia Baba Zopa La Bada Java Daba Yakada Daba Sande Daba Yadaba Daba Yabra Daba Sada Dabi Andara Baba Raba Daba Yabra Daba Sada Daba Yanda Daba Brala Daba Daba Sakatora Baba Leba Lakatora Baba Zaraba Riada Basakatoria Baba Lemani Araba Zapara Duza Parakatola Bada Lababa Yabara Dadia Basitere
Speak to God. Talk to him for yourself. Don't think about anybody else. Just think about yourself. Understand that God is speaking to you today. Don't dismiss it. Don't dismiss it. God is speaking to you today. And questions are being raised about whom we are actually serving. Oh, today may we decide to serve only God and give him our all. All our ambitions, all our hopes, all our plans, our gifts, our money, our resources, our abilities, our talents, our energy, our intelligence. We must make that commitment to give all to God. That is what it means to serve him. In the name of Jesus. Speak to God and say, Father, I am sorry for giving my time, my energy, my strength, my resources to other people, to other things apart from you. Forgive me. Today I am rearranging things in my life. I am setting my priorities straight. I make you number one, and I give you first place. In the name of Jesus, speak to the Lord. Speak to the Lord. And the pastors, the deacons, the leaders, come forward, get some oil. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And right now, I want you to anoint yourself. The pastors are going to come to you. Dip your hand in the oil and then wait for my signal before you anoint yourself. Let's move. And keep praying in the spirit. Keep praying in the spirit. Keep praying in the spirit. In the name of Jesus. One of the patterns that you see in the Word of God is that anything that is set apart for God as part of the setting apart process, that person or thing is anointed with oil. So before somebody becomes a king, he's anointed. Becomes a prophet, is anointed. Becomes a priest, is anointed. The temple was anointed. The priest and the Levites who ministered in the temple were anointed. And even the utensils that were used in the temple were also anointed. And the purpose of the anointing is to say that this person or this thing is set apart for God. That this person or that thing is committed to God and to nobody else. This morning, I want you to anoint yourself with oil. Lift up your hand with the oil and say with me, say, Father, this afternoon I come to you just as I am. You purchased me. You bought me at a price. It took the precious blood of the Lamb of God to redeem me. Because of that, I am not on my own. I belong to you. Today, I make a choice for you. I declare today that I will serve you, that I will live for you, that I will commit my all to you. I refuse to give my love, my strength, my energy, my time, my money, my gifts, my talents, my resources. I refuse to give them to anybody else, to anything else, to the devil. I devote and dedicate all to you. Holy Spirit, as I anoint myself with oil, come upon me, fill me, impart my life, and let this consecration be real in the mighty name of Jesus. Anoint yourself with oil and pray. Speak to God right now. Oh, if you are watching us, get some oil and anoint yourself also. You can be a part of this anointing and consecration service. Get some oil, anoint yourself, commit your life to Him, dedicate yourself to Him. Tell Him, I'm yours, Jesus, I am yours. You paid too high a price for me. I cannot give myself to anybody else but to you. So receive me. Holy Spirit, help me. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit, not to drift away from this commitment, from this determination of mine. Help me to stay focused on serving you. I choose today to serve you. I choose today to serve you. Today, I choose to serve you. No other, not other, but you alone. Receive the glory, Lord. Receive the honor. Receive the praise. Thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. As every head is bowed and every eye closed. I don't know, but I want to ask you a question. Do you know Jesus as Lord and Savior? Have you actually given your life to Him? Have you prayed and invited Him to take control of your life and of your heart? If you haven't, then you need to do that. Because if your answer is, I want to serve God, then that's how it starts. Accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior. I would like to pray with you, my friends. If you want to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, wherever you're standing, I want you to raise up your right hand, and I'm going to pray for you. God bless you. Raise it up very clearly. God bless you. God bless you, my friend. God bless you. Or you are watching us, if you want to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. Now, I cannot see you physically, but the one whose eyes roam the earth, he can see you right where you are. So you too, you can lift up your hand. Maybe you are here, and you realize that you need to rededicate your life to Christ. You can see that you've gone very far from Him. You also, I want to pray with you. Can you lift up your right hand? God bless you. God bless you. Now, I want all of us to pray this prayer together. I'm not going to ask you to come forward at this time. So don't worry about that. And even if I ask you to come forward, I've not committed any crime. But it's okay, just stay right where you are and pray this prayer. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, today I come to you just as I am. I am tired of running from you. Today I surrender my life to you. I receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. I rededicate my life to serving Him. Please forgive me for all my sins and wash me with the blood of Jesus. From today, let my life be changed forevermore. Thank you, Father, that as I've come to you today, you will not turn me away. Thank you for loving me. Help me to love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Let everybody say, Amen.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.